Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
106.5
VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
All right. So Thanksgiving's right around the corner and Cannon with a K has a very great idea on what he can get his mother as a surprise for Thanksgiving. It is a turkey that he has killed himself on our front lawn. So I am calling a butcher shop to find out what is the best way to do it. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Can I help you?
Oh, hey, what's up, my man? My name is Cannon, and what may I ask is your name?
I'm Kyle.
Hey, my man Kyle, yes. So I have a question, and it is somewhat of an emergency situation. I am right now in my mom's living room looking out the front window, and I see a turkey. Now, I want to know from you, an expert who cuts up meat, how should I kill this turkey that would be best for Thanksgiving?
How do you...
Like, how do I take this turkey out? Yeah, I mean, because how should I do it so that I can still, like, salvage all the meat and, like, make sure that I'm getting, like, all the best parts?
Well, I generally don't get this question because we could cut you up a turkey, we could cut you meat here, but we don't necessarily teach you how to kill a turkey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, I could bring the turkey to you. Okay, I just want to make sure though that like how I kill it, because I got lots of ways that I could kill this turkey, but I want to make sure that I do it in a way though that you like can still like get me all the meat. You know, it should be a good gift for my mom for Thanksgiving. She's had a hard year, mostly with me and my decisions.
Like, generally, I don't know if you're going to want to do this, but generally you place, like, a shot, you know, across the heart or the lungs, so you're preserving as much of the meat as you can, but I don't think you should be doing it. Do you live on a farm?
No. I live in Rockland. Well, my mom lives in Rockland. I don't live anywhere, but I'm currently with her. I'm in a neighborhood.
Okay, well, yeah, if you're in a neighbor, I don't even think that's legal. You can't really kill turkeys in residential areas. That's not legal.
Like Cannon can't, or people can't, like,
well, you, Cannon, and people.
Oh, okay, can't. So all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Call it an audible and take it a Thanksgiving Day pivot here. Okay. What if my pit bull kills this turkey? Because that's how you can't throw a pit bull in jail. You know. So
One, I think you would ruin the meat if the pit bull is tearing apart a turkey. I don't think you want the disaster zone that's going to be in either your living room or your yard or whatever you're doing. Do you have a grocery store around you could just buy a turkey?
That's like, what I'm saying. But
already dead turkey.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. This could be a nice Thanksgiving Day gift for my mom.
Do you live with your mother?
Yeah, well, currently I do. God. Yeah, because my girlfriend kicked me out.
Of course.
But it's fine, though, because my mom loves it. She loves having her baby boy home. She works third shift, so she's going to get home soon. So I'd like to do it before she gets home.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to be the surprise you're looking for. I don't think you know how to properly kill a turkey. I don't think having your dog do it is appropriate or legal. I don't think that your mom's going to like the surprise. I think this is a really bad idea, Cannon.
All right.
And I don't even want to tell you how to do it because then I feel like I'm involved.
Well, yeah, you're definitely involved. Yeah.
Well, no, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not involved. I'm telling you not to do it.
But you're involved now.
Is telling you not to do it.
But now you're an accomplice. And together, we're going to accomplice this.
I'm literally telling you not to do it. That I'm not an accomplice if I'm telling you not to do it.
But if you do, then it becomes an accomplishment.
Okay, I'm hanging up. I don't need this. I have a line.
Kyle, are you still there? Are you still there?
Yes.
None of that was real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam, which is
oh,
a prank.
Jesus.
That's a prank phone call. Your girlfriend emailed me, asked me to do this to you, and she wasn't sure if you actually had ever heard us do these before.
No, actually, I've heard it. I should have known that it's so stupid that I should have known it was a prank.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We are talking to Rob this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Thanks for being part of the second date update. You went on a date with a girl named Aubrey. And you guys met through the dating apps. And let's talk about this first date. Where did you go and what did you do?
We met up finally after like a few days of talking. I took her to the restaurant. We met up for dinner. Had a wonderful time. The funny part is we literally talked about how we both hate being ghosted.
Okay. So, like, was there anything that you could think of that would make her not have fun? Because she's not in communication with you at all anymore or very little?
No, absolutely no communication. You know, sometimes you can tell if the date goes well or not. I thought our date went so good. We were both laughing, having a great time. That's what makes it weird for me.
We have her on hold and we are going to have a conversation with her and we'll see if we can get you a second date. We'll get her side of the story, okay?
All right, I'm glad she answered to you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Rob's now on hold. Aubrey, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie, and you're on the second date update on 106.5 The End. Thanks for being part of it. We just got done talking to Rob, a guy you went on a first date with, and he seems to think that everything on the first date that you guys had together went great, but you are very not interested in you're kind of ghosting him now. Is all of this accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the problem here?
So when he went to the bathroom, the waitress came over and she told me that she recognized him and that like he took three other girls on the same date that week. And I just felt kind of uncomfortable because, like, what he said didn't align with what the waitress told me.
Well, does it not align?
No, like, he said, like, he dates very intentionally and, like, he dates one at a time. And
I
so
see.
For the waitress to be like, hey, I recognize him.
Was she saying it, like, as a warning?
Yeah. Not really, no. She was just telling me, like, oh, like, I saw him with three other girls this week at the same time.
It does feel like she was.
That's definitely a warning.
Yeah.
I know. That's why, like, I just took it as a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. Rob, are you there?
Yeah.
So, hi. You heard all of this, and I feel like even silly even asking, but is it accurate?
I mean, the way I view it is, if I'm meeting up with these women for the first time in my life, I know this restaurant, I like the food, I like the vibes, why would I not bring, it's not like I'm dating, like I'm in a committed relationship with four women at the same time. I'm just actively trying to find my love, you know?
And, right, but then why did you give her the line of like, I date intentionally and I don't like to date a whole bunch of people at one time. Like, you didn't have to say that.
No, I said probably something like I'm dating intentionally, which is we're not dating until like we're dating.
I see. So you don't consider this.
I hear what you're saying, Rob, but doing it at the same place feels cookie cutter. It feels like you're not putting any thought into what would this person like? Or, I mean, well, actually, even set that aside, how are you not bored by this? Like, how do you not feel like it's the same thing just over and over again? You know what I mean? Like Groundhog Day. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Yeah, I came across kind of douchey because I feel like the first date means we're dating. You asked me on a date. So how is that not us dating?
If he's bringing multiple women here, that server has seen something and needed this girl to know.
Like, Rob, be honest, like, have you gotten handsy or like, have you kissed?
No.
You're thinking bad. You're thinking like negative. Oh, I was thinking the other way. Like, she just saw him like kissing multiple girls.
No, I was thinking like, this is not a good dude, just so you know.
Well, I don't expect Rob. I mean, do you want to have a response to that?
Yeah, honestly, I took that server out to a different restaurant once a while ago, and I guess maybe she decided to get back at me. I don't know. That was a big mistake that I did.
This is getting even crazier. So the server that has been serving you and at least three women that week alone is also somebody you took on a date?
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting her to be working or like, I was expecting to get like getting her as a server. I don't think she even was our server. She just came up. She was serving other two. I think she came up.
This is incredible.
I don't think that. Yeah, I doubt that. I'm pretty sure she knows her job and she knows who she's seen.
Aubrey, I feel like I don't even need to ask if you want to go on a second date with Rob. Do I?
No, I think the waiters, like, I trust her, so yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to move on.
Rob, yeah. I think you got to pick a different place, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
all right. It's the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we're going to Texas for this next story because everything is bigger in Texas and everything apparently is a lot older. But a Guinness Book World Record has been broken for the oldest bus driver.
Oh.
Oldest bus driver.
Okay.
Not a title I think that you want to be part
right.
of.
You might.
Me?
No. Like, as the bus driver, I'm thinking society maybe doesn't.
Oh, right. Yeah. But a guy named Raymond Hager now has this, lives in Wichita Falls, Texas. And he was celebrated by the city and everything. Here's the local news covering it.
With dozens of City of Wichita Falls buses driving around to safely get the community from point A to point B.
I like that she explains what a bus does. Before we play more of this, how old do you think the oldest bus driver in the world is?
I'm going to say,
go ahead.
55.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Very old, Kevin.
Oh.
I would like to say 70.
70. All right.
A to point B. Chances are you'll meet someone special. Someone special, like the oldest bus driver in the world.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Raymond.
95-year-old Raymond Hager surely knows his...
95!
Can he still see?
95 years old. Driving a bus!
I don't...
Not even a car!
Is he allowed to?
Yeah, he was just celebrated by the city.
Here's the thing. As long as you can pass all the tests and requirements, there's no reason you can't. I'm just wondering, like, the day is going to come when he can't. And so, like, who's policing that?
Right.
I mean, I'll say this. God bless him. Okay?
Well,
if we take his bus away, surely this man will die.
That is true.
Okay. So, and the fact that, now granted, it's Texas standards, but he clearly isn't having accidents and clearly is getting everybody from point A to point B.
I mean, I guess you're right about that. And honestly, that seems like a magic trick. Like, how is that possible? My father is like 74. And he can't see.
In fairness, your father has not taken the best care of himself.
Well, this guy's from Texas. I'm sure he hasn't either.
Well, you don't know. Maybe Raymond is, like, fit and, like, eats whole foods and has never smoked a cigarette a day in his life.
Nobody in Texas has never smoked a cigarette a day in their life. They're raised on nothing but beer and brisket.
I don't know if that's true.
But... Google it.
Okay. I'm not gonna. Nice try.
I'm just saying, I hate feeling
like...
It
does seem like a risk.
Right,
I'll say
right,
that.
Thank you.
I love that it is possible, but it feels like this is a bit of a ticking time bomb, not to be confused with the movie Speed.
Now, okay, that's a great point. Can we parlay this into Speed 3?
Okay.
Because that I would be okay
and the
with.
And is Raymond.
Right. Can we do it before Raymond pees his pants?
Or just like goes, I can't see.
Have you ever met a 95-year-old?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No. I have. I don't know.
My great-grandfather.
And how was he at 95?
Not great. Not good at all. He sat in his chair.
He sat in a
and
chair.
He listened to the 49ers play.
Why listen?
Couldn't see the TV.
Oh my
so
God.
So the TV would be on, but very loud. And he loved the 49ers, and so he would just listen to the game.
And Raymond is driving a bus.
Now, I will say, it's a different time. We have vitamins and stuff.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, my great-grandfather floated in the ocean for 3 days during World War II because a submarine sunk his boat. So, like, he maybe lived a harder life than Raymond.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Raymond has seen a lot in his life.
He's seen a lot, but he's done most of it sitting.
He saw, yeah, that's true.
So,
but the man, I mean, anybody who saw us go to the moon, go through how many wars?
Right.
I mean, he was alive for World War II. Let that sink in.
Is that not a lot of people?
Not anymore. Not
a lot. Okay. Okay.
So because of this, maybe this is almost a perfect job.
Yes, but I mean, I feel like maybe we start wrapping it up, Ray.
Yeah.
You know, not because I don't want you to die.
No.
Maybe he could, like, putz around and give speeches to the new hires.
That's a good idea.
We get him off the road, but we keep him in the biz.
He's more of a mascot now.
Yes.
Here comes Raymond.
Hello. Beep, beep.
Hey, gents.
Way.
Hey, I just want to let you know you're there to brighten people's day. Driving around in a tube filled with farts. From point A to point B, as the reporter said.
You know what's interesting? Imagine the technology that he had to become acquainted with throughout the years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, probably originally somebody like put change in a little thing.
Absolutely. Think about how long he had to live where not everybody could ride the bus.
Yes.
It's Texas. So, like, that was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
There's been a new invention in the food world, and Kevin is really excited about this. What is it, Kevin?
It is Lucy Glow Apples.
Apples. A new apple.
Uh-huh.
I get the song now.
Thank you, Katie. Tell us about this new apple.
These apples are a cross between Honeycrisp and Airlie red flesh apples, and it gives it a taste that makes it taste like a strawberry lemonade. And it's going viral on social media.
That sounds really good.
And I want some.
How? What? What?
What? Can we just admit fruit sucks?
Fruit doesn't suck. This is making fruit better.
Okay, so you admit that it needed to be better.
No.
Everything can be better.
Yeah.
Okay, we keep making fruits to taste like other foods.
We're not making them.
Yeah,
this
exactly
is a crossbreed.
Okay, same thing.
No.
Remember when we had cotton candy grapes?
Those were amazing. They're... when you freeze them. So good.
Okay. Cotton candy grapes are amazing.
Yes.
Okay, my point is, though, grapes weren't cutting it. What people really wanted was something that tasted different than grapes. So they had to go find something that was gonna... You're eating a grape, but don't worry, it doesn't taste like one.
Okay, we needed to do a little backstory on this gripe of yours.
Right.
Because...
it's called grape.
You hate fruit.
I don't like fruit.
Your glucose and fiber intake must be awful. Because you
Excuse
don't...
Excuse me, I eat vegetables.
You don't eat... any fruit.
I try not
and
to.
And fruit is delicious.
Yes.
Delicious?
Nature's candy, you
it's
would say.
It's nature's candy. Mm.
It's nature's candy that we keep needing to change to taste like actual
not
candy?
Not change, discovering something new. Don't you like to try things new?
Well, you know what? You know when the last time I had a strawberry lemonade was? When it was strawberry lemonade.
You're not living then.
Am I not?
Have you ever had a strawberry lemonade to go? Like, oh, picnic time, let me pull out my apple.
Mm, yeah.
Yum.
How about a strawberry lemonade you can put in your pocket?
Yes.
Can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Wow, you got me there.
So, right. Okay,
you know what? I didn't know what I was missing, and now I do.
So yeah. What are they called? Lucky Glow apples?
Lucky Glow, yeah.
Are they out? Can we buy them?
They've been out, but they sell out so quickly. So I've been trying to work with my local store. and they keep selling out.
Working with my local store.
Do you not talk to your grocery store?
I don't.
Because me, as a civilian, I can't get...
That's not true. There are people at the store that it's like, oh... But I mean, like, I don't go, hey.
Oh.
Hey. Next time you got some apples in. This isn't 2020 in toilet paper.
Well, it still works. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay. Well, I want some. So if,
I do, too.
Well, get your Kinect.
I'm trying to get with the stock boy that stocks it.
All right. You're trying to get with the stock boy.
Like, meet him.
So, back to your point.
Yeah.
Okay? Your gripe with grapes.
Yep,
okay?
Thank you.
I don't think you're looking at this right. You need to look at it in a way that the rest of us do. It's not that we needed to make fruit taste better so that we could eat it.
Really?
It's that we like fruit so much.
That you want it to not taste like itself.
Let's figure out a way to grow this world of fruit. Because
yes.
Listen, and to make sure, but in a way that it doesn't taste like itself.
In the world that you live in,
yeah,
which is just high fructose corn syrup, ultra processed.
No.
When you come from a lab, the world is your oyster, including an oyster the size of the world, because you can create almost anything you want. Do you think a Dorito grows in nature? Of course it doesn't.
Okay.
But fruit,
okay, but
is God's gift to us. He only gave us so much.
Okay.
And some of it we don't want.
Why are we messing with God?
Well, because we're humans. We love it. We've gone to the moon.
Imagine if it was like, okay, it's an apple, but it tastes like a steak.
I'm down.
The only reason you guys are fine with it is because it's sweets.
No, I don't even have a sweet tooth. But I love, fruit is good. And if you want to, cotton candy grapes are a perfect example. Whoever brought that up. Because cotton grapes, despite what Katie's saying with her propaganda.
Right.
Grapes are delicious.
So delicious.
And then they figured out how to make it taste like cotton effing right? candy, and they got better because
okay, so
now we get
better,
to taste
grapes or cotton candy.
Grapes. I mean, I don't. I think Kevin's probably lying to you, but
no.
I don't want to eat cotton candy because it's disgusting. It's
yeah.
so bad for you. But I like the flavor of it.
So you do like the flavor of it.
Correct.
More than a grape.
What's something you like that's healthy?
Shrimp.
Okay, now imagine they made shrimp that tastes like confetti birthday cake.
That sounds so
awful.
That
sounds really bad.
Yeah, it does sound actually that really bad.
Disgusting.
Okay, see,
and what
the
are
thing
they doing
is,
to
I
those...
actually like shrimp.
What are they doing to
so
those
I
animals?
So I don't want them to change the flavor.
That was a bad example. That was... I need to... I'll think
okay,
about
okay.
this.
Okay, okay, you know what? I'll give you another chance.
But anyway, though, I'm excited for Lucky Glow
Thank
apples,
you, Gavin.
And I'm going to be on the hunt for them. And if I run into your stock boy, I will ask him as well.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. We were there yesterday filming a fun video that you're going to see soon. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yeah, Katie and I went to American Furniture Galleries yesterday and had a lot of fun shooting
a
new
fun.
Video. I think it's going to be very funny.
Silly Gooses.
Yeah.
Man, the guys working there just weren't sure what to think of us.
Right, because we were in the showroom and clothes came off. That's all we'll say for now.
That's all we'll say.
Let's welcome James to the show. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
All right, I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie's defending $220. She has stepped out of the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. Sabrina Carpenter has a tradition at her concerts where she fake arrests someone in the audience for being too sexy. Usually it's a celebrity. Well, at her last show, she arrested Miss Piggy from The Muppets to promote the Muppet show that they're both involved in that comes out in January. I am excited for that. Which one of the Muppets is a stand-up comedian?
Fozzie the Bear.
Question two. Scarlett Johansson is going to star in a reboot of the reboot of The Exorcist. After the last reboot performed so poorly with critics and the box office, Hollywood is trying again with a totally different story but set in the same world. To be an exorcist, what religion are you?
Catholic.
Okay. Question three. Famed actress Tara Reid, star of American Pie and Sharknado, was rushed to the hospital in Chicago. She ran into some YouTubers in a hotel lobby and had drinks with them, and then she said shortly after that she was drugged, probably by one of them. True or false, Chicago is the capital of Illinois? 3 seconds.
True.
All right. Question four. Justin Bieber broke the law and it was captured on film. He was golfing and drinking and decided to take a pee break on the golf course, and paparazzi captured him taking a leak in the rough. And the golf course is not happy with him. What body part connects the bladder to the outside of the body? All right. And question five. Sophie Rain is an OnlyFans model that does pretty well for herself, and she decided to put her money where her mouth is. She went to Walmart and spent $5,370 buying unclaimed items on the Angel Tree charity drive and donated all of it. If she did the same amount 2 days in a row, what would the total be?
It was
5,370.
10,440.
All righty. Bring Katie back in here. And James, what do you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Stay-at-home dad? Where are you staying at home? What part of town?
West Roseville.
West Roseville? Born and raised? That's where I'm from. I'm from that.
Neighbors.
Uh-oh. That's fun. Kitchen 747 in Masa Masa. We know our landmarks.
Oh, wow.
All right, James, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one, Sabrina Carpenter. Did you know that she does this at her concerts where she fake arrests people for being too sexy?
I did not.
Okay, it's funny. It's usually a celebrity. At the last show, she fake arrested Miss Piggy from The Muppets.
Cute.
And it's to promote their upcoming Muppet Show project that comes out in January that they're doing together.
That is very cute.
The video's funny. Which one of the Muppets is a stand-up comedian?
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear's right. Yes. Question two, Scarlett Johansson, your favorite actress.
Come on.
She is going to star in a reboot of the reboot of The Exorcist. Because the last one didn't do well, so they're taking another swing at it, this time with her.
Okay.
To be an exorcist, what religion are you?
To be the person that, like, performs an exorcist?
To be an exorcist.
Like a Catholic priest?
Yep. You'd be Catholic. To be an exorcist.
Interesting.
Question three, famed actress Tara Reid, also your favorite actress, from American Pie and Sharknado.
And Big Lebowski.
Love that scene. I almost quoted it.
Okay.
She was rushed to the hospital in Chicago. She ran into some YouTubers in a hotel lobby and decided to have drinks with them. And then she claimed one of them drugged her.
Jeez.
She said she went to the bathroom. When she came back, there was a cocktail napkin on top of her drink that she didn't put there. But she still drank the drink. And then she...
That gives you the impression that your drink has been safe that whole time. So.
I don't know. And then she said she passed out. So I don't know. True or false, Chicago is the capital of Illinois?
False.
That is correct.
Illinois Springfield.
Question four, Justin Bieber was golfing and drinking, and he decided to take a pee break on the golf course.
Ew.
The paparazzi snapped a picture of him taking a leak in the rough, and the golf course is not happy with him.
You know, as a person who has had to find places to pee many times.
Yeah.
If a lady has to do it, there's something about that that I find more like, ugh, poor thing. As opposed to men where it's like, you animal. Even though I know it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
But like for women, it's like, oh, it's such a production. Like if you have to pee in a situation like that, it.
Can't we just say it's gross for both? Get to a bathroom? Like a grown-up?
Okay, I assure you, if you see a woman that has to go out and squat and pee, she wishes she could get to a bathroom. Maybe that's the difference.
That's the difference. Yeah. For boys, it just feels good. What body part connects the bladder to the outside of the body?
Your urethra?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Question five, Sophie Rain, your favorite OnlyFans model, decided that she was going to do something for charity.
Oh, God.
She went to Walmart and she spent $5,370 buying unclaimed items on their Angel Tree charity drive and donated all of it.
Oh.
If she did the same amount 2 days in a row.
Okay, wait, how much was it?
$5,370.
Okay.
If she did the same amount 2 days in a row. What would the total be?
10,740.
Oh my God. Yes. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
James, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Gobble, gobble.
Final score. You got two, but Katie got all five right. What a way to go into Thanksgiving. Jeez Louise.
I am thankful.
James, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today, but James. Hopefully I'll see you around other landmarks like our CVS at the corner of Pleasant Grove and Fittiman. All right, these are local references.
I love that he
said nothing.
Completely unwilling to play around.
Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I already talked to Kevin about this. Katie, I haven't talked to you yet about this. You know who Anne Fong is, right?
Yeah.
If something's wrong, you call her.
Right.
Okay. Did you see what her latest endeavor is?
No. I'm a gingery hammer girl, okay. So I'm not real deep into the Anne Fong.
Anne Fong is getting into the apparel business.
Okay.
And she is launching streetwear. Now, if you're curious about this, it's already sold out.
What?
So you can't get it. That's what listeners have been telling me, that they've logged on there, not to actually buy some, but to see if they could. And it's already sold out. But I mean, that's what all these like clothing drop places do, is they say it's sold out. Then like 2 weeks later, they're like, okay, we heard you and we made some more and stuff like that. Kevin's into this idea.
Kevin.
Yes.
Did Kevin know he was into this idea? Are you just assuming?
I thought you told me that you.
No, I said.
Oh, you think it's silly?
I think it's silly.
Oh,
because
okay.
Because you're just wearing her billboard on her shirt.
Okay,
the graphic isn't even that pretty.
When I brought it up, you seemed excited, but you were excited at how silly it was.
Yes, excited that you might be wearing some.
No.
Oh, I would love that.
Yes.
One listener.
Go back. How do we make that happen?
Get some Anne Fong streetwear for me to wear.
And every time you walk in a room, go, something's wrong. Did you call me?
A listener named Jessica messaged me and she goes, you know what? She is everywhere and props to her. Giants, Sharks, Kings, go her. I'm here for it. I wrote back, I go, yeah, I said, I also think it makes her seem wildly unserious. Like, it's not like she's like somebody that's like, I paint houses.
I would love to see her maybe doing some pro bono work that we're hearing.
That ship is long sailed.
Maybe some, well, we don't know that. But I mean, like, I'd love to maybe hear about something like that rather than like, and I'm a I'm with the Giants.
Yeah, I get, like, the gingery guys that we know that are the personal injury guys, they're fantastic.
Oh, my God, they're incredible.
And in all honesty, and I would say this just meeting them personally, not knowing that they have an association with us on the show, I would call them if I needed a personal attorney.
Well, the other thing is you can actually, if you live here in the Sacramento area, you can actually, like, sit in a room with them.
Right. Yeah.
Where, like, these other, like, billboard lawyers, the best you can hope for is to Zoom in with one of their associates because they're not here. Like, you're never going to I mean, I don't know this for sure, but from what I've heard, the odds of you sitting across from Sweet James are about zero.
I'm glad you brought up Sweet James. The first time I saw a billboard for Sweet James, I was like, what? Like, Sweet James, what are you, from Guys and Dolls? Like,
yeah, and he had a wife that was a Real Housewife.
You're kidding.
And I'm pretty sure he dumped her on Twitter, and that's how she found out their marriage was over.
Well, that's not sweet.
Not sweet at all.
And, like, same with, like, Top Dog. Like, your name is Top Dog? Do I have to call you Top Dog? And I guess here there's all the Penny Boys that are all over
boy.
There's two brothers, and now there's a third one that's entered the chat.
Oh, there's a third Penny?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
So anyway, though, yeah. And Fong Streetwear, just in time for the holidays. Get your dad what he really wants. Something wrong and Fong hoodie.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And you tell us your maiden name. You tell us your married name. And then Katie and I, as two trained professionals, will tell you which one is better, but more importantly, we're going to tell you why. We're going to start with Kara. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
All right, so go ahead and tell us your maiden name.
My maiden name is Peters.
Oh, Kara Peters.
Kara Peters, ooh.
What's wrong with that?
No. It's very like I'm running for student body president, but vice president.
It's fine. I think here's why I like Kara Peters.
Okay.
It can carry you through all of the phases of your life.
That is absolutely true.
You can be an old lady named Kara Peters.
Yeah.
You can be a middle schooler named Kara Peters.
Although I do feel like Kara Peters is a middle schooler.
Well,
like, just chronically.
She's married, so
true.
I hope not.
Okay.
What is your married name?
Married name is Del Chiaro.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Kara Del Chiaro?
Yeah.
That makes it sound like you've inherited a pineapple farm in Hawaii or something like that.
The Del Chiaros have their own yacht.
This is a no-brainer upgrade.
Upgrade.
Now,
sure.
I will say this. Kara Del Chiaro can't be a middle schooler.
No, she never, no.
She's an heiress.
She actually was sent to boarding school at a very young age.
Yes.
She calls her mom mother.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Kara, congratulations. That's a big upgrade. Let's talk now to Katie. Another Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
All right. Maiden name.
Dixon.
Oh. Katie Dixon.
Wait, Dixon or Vixen?
Dixon with a D.
Oh, all right.
Katie Dixon. It's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It does open you up to maybe some jokes.
What? Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I didn't even think about that. I was thinking more of, like, this just, the name Katie Dixon sounds like a Confederate flag. If the Confederate flag had a name and it was a girl, it'd be Katie Dixon.
Okay. Well, I was trying to think of,
no, we know what you were trying to think of.
How difficult puberty was for her.
Katie, what's your married name?
Hawk.
Oh.
With
an
H.
Hawk?
Hawk.
Yes.
Big upgrade.
Katie Hawk.
And I know it's Hawk, not Eagle, but if the American flag had a name,
boom,
it's Katie Hawk.
That's right.
Upgrade. Big one. Thank you so much, Katie. Next, let's talk to Madison. Good morning, Madison.
Hi, good morning.
Maiden name.
Fawn with an F, like a baby deer, F-A-W-N.
Man,
Madison Fawn.
If you have the name of any baby animal, it's adorable.
Okay, here's the one thing I will say about this. And I know you're not going to see this coming, but as soon as I say it, you're going to get it. This does sound like the name of a porn star.
Madison Fawn. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's Madison almost anything. Madison's it's a very porny name.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your married name?
Camarillo.
Madison Camarillo.
You know, it feels good to say.
Not as good as Madison Fawn.
But not as good as Madison Fawn.
Camarillo seems like a car that got discontinued in the 90s. When Kia first came out. Not now. Not good Kia.
No.
90s Kia.
Yeah.
I drive a Kia Camarillo.
Camarillo. I'm going to say it's a downgrade.
That's a downgrade.
Unfortunately.
Sorry about that. They can't all be winners, Madison. Let's talk to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Maiden name.
Tustin.
Ooh, Ruth Tustin. You sound like, it sounds like what a president, what the first lady's name was when they first met.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It does. And that was when he met young Ruth Tustin. at a high school
father
dance.
Daughter of a dairy farmer. Never believed that someday she'd step into the White House as the first lady.
And what is your married name?
Thompson.
Wait, you went from Tustin to Thompson?
Yep. What? My mom went from Trimble to Tustin.
Okay, what's the point of even changing your name?
Right, what a lateral move.
Like, why? Like the time you could have saved at the Social Security office.
For
just
real.
Not have to call your bank.
It's both of those names are so plain Jane that you and your husband could introduce yourselves to people with two separate last names.
No one would even notice.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And I got to tell you, Ruth Thompson feels like Herbert Hoover's wife, too.
100%.
Because it's the same.
Right.
Okay. That's...
I guess...
You know what? I'm crossing just... I just crossed you out. you just don't even get to play.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get to everybody else. It's the married name upgrade downgrade.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, I told a story about how my favorite barista at my favorite Starbucks gave me a free coffee. Now, this barista's name is Maya. And we went over the fact that Maya is quite attractive. She is in her mid-20s, which Katie seemed to be very stuck on the last time we talked about this, well, as the number one factor why Maya couldn't possibly have a crush on me.
It was a big one.
And then I said, the fact that Maya gave me a free coffee out of nowhere, that I watched her make, it was not an extra coffee, to me, sent the signal, I see you, and I see you.
Okay. Right.
Well, I wanted to let you know. And you, oh, when we had that discussion, you said, does Maya know what you do for a living? And
yes.
I said, I don't know. I said, I think she does. Turns out the answer to that is no.
Okay.
And
the reason we ask that is because sometimes people are extra nice to us if they are like fans of the show.
That is correct.
Which is so appreciated.
That is correct.
So appreciated.
At least that used to be the answer. She now very much knows what I do for a living.
Uh-oh.
This quickly got on her radar. And when I saw her this morning, I've seen her several times.
I know, but
since we had that discussion,
okay?
Seen her several times. And I mean, the conversations are electric. They're fire. Well, she told me, like, I heard the discussion. About how you think I have a crush on you because I gave you a free coffee. And
Gavin, I don't even know where this is going, but I want to throw up.
Well, the good news is I had kerosene in a match and I lit myself on fire right in front of her.
Okay.
Oh my God.
No. I said, hi. Oh, yeah. You heard that?
And what'd she say?
She laughed and then she said she was flattered. And then coupled it with, I have a boyfriend. And it's like, first of all, he's a big fan and I appreciate that.
Apparently, oh, really?
Apparently
he told her?
He was the one who told her.
No! No! Gavin, I would crawl into a hole right now.
Oh, God.
That's the worst case scenario.
But,
Gavin.
Wow.
But like, okay.
This is the truly worst case scenario.
Listen, I wasn't hitting on her. She was hitting on me.
But she wasn't, as we told you.
We told you so many times. Right.
She's just being a nice person. You are that guy now.
Oh,
now
no.
You're that guy.
Which guy?
The guy that thinks everyone's hitting on him.
She must be into me.
Right, just because they're nice.
Because she smiled.
It was more than a smile.
It was a free cup of brew.
She made Starbucks lose money that day for me.
They're not hurting, I'll tell you that.
Right. And it was just like cold water and coffee.
Like don't downplay cold brew. You don't know. Cold brew is it's an art form. You don't know.
I guess I don't.
It comes out of a canister.
I hate your guts.
Do you? Or should you have said they're trying to help me?
Right.
First of all, your help always feels like hurt.
Sometimes I have to hurt you.
Second of all.
Yeah.
Do I have to go to a different Starbucks now?
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Yes! Yeah, you know what? Here's where you effed up. Okay? When she said, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You should have screamed at her. Screamed. I have a wife!
Right, I almost did that. I almost was like, oh, yeah, well, I have a wife.
Right.
But,
sorry, Maya.
Yeah. No, it's good. No, I'm glad. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you're happy with your boyfriend. And I'm having, you know, I have a wife, so like, you know, it wouldn't have worked out anyway. I mean, because you're here.
She know that there was a time in passing that you said that you guys had so much chemistry that if you were single, you'd run away together?
I don't know.
I pray that the answer's no, because here's the thing. We all would have to go to a different Starbucks now.
Yeah.
or quit Starbucks entirely.
Yeah, we just become Dutch Bros.
It's almost the only way.
Yeah.
And that's your fault.
It didn't feel great. I will say that. In that moment, it did make me feel like I was an inch tall.
Sure.
You know, it felt like rejection when what? What?
You should have felt rejected the second
okay. Wow.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, think about your passwords right now, or if you're like me, your one password that you use for everything. They're a pain in the butt. We hate passwords.
Yeah.
But there is, because the big reason, I don't even need to say it, like because we forget them. We forget what our passwords are. But there is a new trend in passwords that actually is helping people remember their passwords. However, it's not without controversy. Okay, so you might roll your eyes to this one, but internet security experts are advising people that they start using swear words in their passwords.
Okay.
Oh. Here's the article. Every year, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that got leaked to the internet, and most of them are common, easy, hackable passwords that people are still using no matter what. Okay? The most common ones. Obviously, password. Yep. admin.
Oh, God.
And 123456.
Okay.
Okay. So what they're saying is you should obviously do things that catch your attention and make you remember. And they think that if you want to use a password, you can, such as adding the F word before whatever it is you have. So if it's your email password, effing email. Like, they're like, if you do that, you're going to remember it. And also, it's not as hackable as you think it is. And they still recommend using special characters,
of
like
course.
An at symbol for an A and stuff like that. They also talk about other things that are like lucky numbers in your life. You know, like Katie really likes the number 13. Mm. Her and Taylor Swift are one and the same.
Nope, it was me first.
So she copied Taylor Swift.
No,
and
I did
made
not.
13 her lucky number. So like, there's probably a password somewhere where Katie is using the number 13, but they're saying that that's okay.
It isn't.
It's okay. So what do we think about this?
I love it.
I think, Gavin, you and I can tell a cautionary tale about why perhaps this isn't always the best idea.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell her, or should I?
Well, I don't know how much of the story we can't. Well, we can tell the whole story except for what the actual password was.
Correct.
But there was our very first producer here on the Wake Up Call. Kevin, you worked with him, but he was here before you even.
Oh, I remember.
He had a password that was not a swear word, but it was a really funny and gross description of
a female
anatomy.
Yes.
Okay.
But whatever one you're thinking,
it's not that one. It's not that one. No. Huh. And he kept it to himself. We didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it until he got locked out of his email.
Yeah.
And then he found out that the way he can get back into his email was that he had to go to the general manager's personal assistant, who is a lovely woman.
Incredible woman.
Named Jill, who everybody loved.
Adored.
She was like everybody's aunt.
Yep.
And he had to have a conversation with her, and she's like, oh yeah, no problem. Just tell me what your old password was, and I'll get you back in. And he stood there for a considerable amount of time, just staring at her and sweating.
I mean, at least he thought about it.
He came back to us and he was like, I don't want to tell her. I don't want to tell her what it is. Do I really need email? Do I really need it? Do I need to get it?
I think there's also a part of this story. It was that word, but with the word old in front of it.
Yeah.
So it was old. And then...
And like when he told us what his password was, everybody in the room went, Why? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that, Matt?
Yeah.
So, okay. So if you're going to use this security, what security experts are advising, using a swear word in your password to help you remember them, do it, but do it in like kind of like a PG-13 way, such as you can say effing in a PG-13 movie.
Oh.
But you can't say F in relation to other things, like the action of it or something like that. So maybe just pick PG-13 swear words.
Okay.
That's a little bit better.
Okay. I mean, I think we're going to know Kevin's.
What? Oh, yeah.
What's mine?
Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
But then Kevin's going to come in and be like, guys, I don't remember how many I's I used.
Right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. So Instagram is ruining our lives. And it's doing it in a way that, like, we're not used to, with, like, making us feel inadequate about our looks, our bodies, our economic status, you know, the usual mind effery that we can expect from Instagram. No, this is purely through an update that none of us asked for.
Oh.
Now, Kevin, you're our technological correspondent here on the Wake Up Call.
Yes.
I know that a couple months ago, they were asking, hey, would you like to try our beta version of Instagram to, like, test out the new template, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And listen, we're all alphas here, so there's nothing beta about us.
Yes.
So none of us did that. And I woke up over the weekend to find that it was done to me. The Instagram template is different. And I effing hate it.
I hate it, too.
I don't know. Okay.
Everything's out of place.
Look at her Instagram. See if hers is...
Yours is updated.
Yeah.
Okay, usually the DMs is in the top right corner. It is not there anymore. That is your activity, your likes.
The DMs are now dead.
So don't my DMs, don't I just go to the arrow at the bottom?
Yes, dead center at the bottom.
Right. It was never at the bottom, Katie. You don't know that because you never check your DMs.
Right. He's right about that.
We all know that.
Okay. So, and it's not even that they moved the DM stuff. They moved everything.
Yeah.
And not only that, but it's how it works. I can't tell you how many times over the weekend I'm just scrolling Instagram, okay? And all of a sudden, a reel pops on with loud volume, and my algorithm's showing me some dumb stuff. Like, the latest is some, I think he's supposed to be a rapper, and his name is, it doesn't matter what his name is, but he's got a million tattoos all over his face, and no one can understand what he says.
Okay.
So when the audio comes on of this idiot, people look at me like, what was that sound?
Oh.
And I'd be like, I don't know. It's coming up. I don't know. And it's coming up because if you're in one page and then you swipe left or right, like what we used to get back to our home feed, now it takes you to a completely different area. Suggested reels.
Ugh.
Okay.
Your search menu.
I need to say something.
What are you going to say?
Yeah.
How outraged you are by this?
No. These are some high-class problems, guys.
No, it's not. It's whoever uses social media.
Thank you, Kevin.
But it's not a problem.
Yes, it is.
Why?
See how it just came
look,
on.
See?
God.
Anyway, don't go change ahead. Something that is good. Either change it for the better or don't change it. And this is not better.
Am I the only person that didn't notice at all?
Because you don't use it as much as me and Gavin.
Right.
I think I do.
No, you're a TikTok girl.
You doom scroll.
I don't doom scroll. I don't have a lot of doom in my algorithm.
Do you know how to add a post? They move that thing too.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
Yeah, the first time I went and I was like... No, that's your story. I want an actual post.
Okay, so I go to post.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, fine.
Have I had the beta test this whole time?
Maybe. Did you click yes?
Maybe.
That's why she doesn't think anything changed. You were a beta when you started.
Okay, yeah. So I've had this for a while, because everything looks exactly the same to me. Nothing looks different.
Then you did accept the beta thing.
Okay.
See, Kevin and I are alphas. Nothing beta for us, okay?
So that's what everybody says about you guys.
This is all new. This is all different. Mm. And I got to tell you this, Instagram, Mark, if you're listening, this was non-consensual.
Okay.
I didn't consent to you moving all of my widgets.
Now, you know that that doesn't matter, right?
What doesn't matter?
That you don't, they don't need your consent. It's their business.
Well, how did they do it without me saying, yeah, go ahead and do it?
It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you.
That's not my point. My point is it's on my phone.
So they can change it anytime they want. Right. You know what else they could do? Make it go away forever.
No.
If they can
they can
of course change it.
I get what you're saying, but I have to approve the change.
You don't.
If you have automatic updates, you don't have to.
I think I do have automatic updates. Also, eventually, I'm sure they can change it without you saying okay.
This is outrageous.
Right. If they keep changing it, I'm out.
Imagine if you... You've got what? A golden lab dog at home.
A yellow lab. Yeah.
Okay. Now imagine one day you go to bed, say night-night, Sprout.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. You wake up the next day, Sprout's a cocker spaniel.
Right. Different. You would be
that
dog
is exactly the, what happened.
Yes.
You have to figure out how to pet them all over again.
Right.
It's an outrage. And you go, what the hell happened to Sprout?
Right.
It was a yellow lab, and now it's a cocker spaniel. And then your boyfriend has to be like, well, Mark Zuckerberg said this was better.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Right.
I am a nickel for every time somebody has said that about Mark Zuckerberg.
Right. And then Katie goes, why wasn't he always a Cocker Spaniel? He's been a Cocker Spaniel for me for like months. He goes, well, you must have got the beta version.
You must be a beta.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.